Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Donna Paige Riley.
Good evening, good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
And good evening. My name is Denise Harding. I am the HR lady.
And today is Sunday, July 11th, 2009. Actually, it's July 12th, 2009, and we are broadcasting live from the lovely city of Atlanta, Georgia. It's been a beautiful, hot summer day here, and, of course, it's, you know, certainly true to our city's nickname, Hotlanta. And about, I don't know, maybe 30 minutes or so ago, the sky kind of opened up. We're experiencing some thunderstorms. But anyway, it's been a beautiful day here, and hopefully the same beautiful day for wherever you are listening. Of course, we missed you last week. Of course, it was the 4th of July holiday, and we certainly hope you had a wonderful and safe one. And Denise, I know that you went out of town. How was your holiday last week?
What a beautiful holiday. I was able to see friends and family I have not seen in months. And my mother, you know, she went with me as well, and it was a good experience for her, especially to go back to the country and get out of Atlanta for a moment.
Oh, that's great. That's wonderful. Well, of course, we missed you guys, but we are certainly excited to be back on this evening. And, of course, our show this evening, we actually received a lot of feedback on our show 2 weeks ago. It was teen dating etiquette, and we received so much feedback that we are doing part two this evening, and we're really excited about that. And, of course, we do have our team, one of our team co-hosts with us, Avria, and she should be joining us very soon. Of course, some of the things that we talked about, Denise, of course, if you remember, is curfews, you know, when you're, the date picks you up, what to wear, what should you do if the date goes the wrong way when he's supposed to be taking you home. Talk about that. And sexting and more. And, of course, we will certainly just kind of review some of those topics. In addition to our topics this evening, which we'll be talking about, you know, where the teens are going, what they're doing, who pays for the date, what happens after the date is over, and, of course, much more. So you guys out there, be sure to stay tuned. Quickly call your teens in the room. Send them a text message. And parents, also, you need to listen to the show as well, because you will hear some revealing key information as to what's involved in this era of teen dating. And parents, you're also welcome to either call us or to email us as well to share some of your tips that you've used on your own teenagers, whether they are currently teens or whether they are older now. And, you know, you can kind of tell us some things that perhaps worked for you. And you can also share some things that did not necessarily work for you. And of course, you know, we're going to always look at the overall, you know, appropriate versus inappropriate behavior. So let me go ahead and give the number out so you all can jot it down. It's area code 347-324-3295. Once again, area code 347-324-3295. Or if you would prefer to email us, as many of you generally do, you can do that at info@PagesEtiquette.com. Once again, that's info at P-A-I-G-E-S etiquette.com. So go ahead and jot that down, and you can start sending your emails if you like as well. Well, welcome, welcome, loyal listeners. We are so happy that you are back with us and you spend your Sunday evenings with us. Special welcome also to our new listeners. Thanks for joining our What is Etiquette Anyway family. And, of course, we're always delighted to have each of you be a part of this show. And by all means, feel free again to either contact us by phone or you can email us. So if you're a little shy, go ahead and shoot us an email. That's fine. And, of course, we know that this is a family show, What is Etiquette Anyway? We have listeners of all ages, and we always want to just take a moment to talk about the origin of etiquette. And etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court. And, of course, these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. So that is what etiquette is. And it's just a fancy word for manners. So how about that? Well, of course, every time we're preparing for our show, we do some researching and we usually find pretty interesting information on each show, and we're certainly going to share that information with you. Now, we want to go to see if we have our team etiquette host with us. Abria, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Well, hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing well. Say hi to Denise, if you would.
Hi.
Hi, Abria. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about you?
That's great. I'm doing wonderful.
Of course, Abria, this is part two, of course, and we certainly got quite a bit of response on, you know, some of the things that we talked about during the last show. And I mentioned a couple things at the top of the show that we talked about for the benefit of the new listeners who may not have had an opportunity to listen to part one, we might want to just kind of give them an overview of some of the things that we discussed, which, of course, one of them was what to wear out on a date. And I think you summed it up quite well, Abria, by saying, you know, saying a couple things that would be appropriate for the young ladies to wear.
Nothing revealing, something cute, but nothing too short or low cut, definitely. Nothing new, because you don't want to be breaking into a new outfit on your first date, kind of makes you look uncomfortable and fidgety.
Mm-hmm.
You can go in maybe like jeans and a nice cute shirt or blouse.
Mm-hmm. And of course, depending on where you're going, quite naturally.
Definitely, depending on where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you do certainly want to be comfortable. There was also an interesting email that we got on last week that Denise had read. It was regarding what happens when, you know, your date is over and your date is supposed to be taking you home and he just so happens to go the wrong direction. And we had one of our listeners email that in, and if you can recall, Abria, what your advice was on that.
I think she was the one who said that her date just left her. Well, it didn't leave her, but, you know, was going the wrong way.
Yeah.
I said that I would ask them to pull over and call my mother and tell her where I'm at.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because, you know, that kind of sends up a red flag if you know that.
Right.
You have a curfew and you're on your way home and he's going the wrong way. And if he's lost or if he's not lost, then he needs to kind of stand corrected. So that was very good. That was very good information. We also talked about when the date comes to pick you up, you know, about how he is not to come and blow the horn. And, you know, toot, 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 let's go. But instead, you know, he should come to the door and talk to your parents and, you know, find out when the curfew is and so on and so forth. But that was great information as well. We also talked, too, about sexting, and I'm just going to read this quick email. It says, my name is Susie Nix, and I really enjoy your show. I came in towards the middle of the last show and didn't quite hear all the information about sexting. Can you discuss sexting again? Well, basically, and we've gotten quite a bit of feedback from some of our parents wanting to know exactly what that is, because just simply had not heard of it. And it's really kind of hit the news, I think, here lately, over the last probably 6 months or so, kind of hearing more and more about this sexting situation. So certainly wanted to real quickly for the benefit, and thank you so much, Ms. Nix, for your email. Sexting is a result of advances in technology enabling new forms of social interaction. Messages with sexual content have been exchanged over all forms of historical media. Newer technology allows photographs and videos, which are intrinsically more explicit and have greater impact. A social danger with sexting is that material can be very easily and widely promulgated, over which the originator has no control. And, of course, what teens call sexting is the act of sharing nude or partially nude photos via cell phone text messages. And we kind of talked about some of the laws, and some of the teens that were doing this did not realize that a lot of this is against the law. So we did cover that. And just want to let you guys know as well that for you listening, if you do come in and our show is underway, or if you are unable to hear the entire show, just wanted to let you all know that our shows are all archived. They're all archived, so you can certainly go back to the website at any time and pull up the shows, and you'll be able to, you know, listen to it in its entirety. Well, tonight, Ms. Avria, we need to do a little more talking about what's going on with the teen dating scene. Where are people going? What's going on after the date, so on and so forth. We're just going to put the ball in your corner here for a minute.
Okay. Some places that teens go for dating is movies, bowling, skating, a dinner, some museums actually, or just hanging out at certain locations that has a lot of shopping areas, like malls and stuff.
What's usually the situation in malls? I remember, I think it may have been, I don't know if it was toward the end of the year, Denise, I don't know if you remember, or the early part of the year when one of our malls here really clamped down on teenagers being at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they had a rule in effect that after, I believe it was 5 p.m. or
That's correct.
Be in the mall unless you were accompanied by a parent or guardian. And so, Avria, what do you think about, I guess, those kind of restrictions when it comes to the malls?
I mean, I guess it's a lot. It's a good thing that it has that, but I guess the reason why they did it because there's too much going on at the malls, like shootings and, you know, just because people have time on their hands, they end up doing things that they don't need to be doing at the mall. So I guess it was a good
And because malls are places that you go to shop.
Mm-hmm.
And normally,
right,
unless you're really shopping until you drop, you don't shop 3 or 4 hours at a time. So I think that was part of it as well. And what else is key that you would like the listeners to understand, whether it's a parent or the you know, other teenagers, when it comes to dating etiquette?
For the guys, I would like them to definitely respect the woman and treat her like a princess, because it shouldn't be another date if he doesn't treat you like that. And for the females, you should also respect yourself as well on a date. Don't talk all loud and ghetto, because there probably won't be another date. You need to make sure you act ladylike on the date all the way, and definitely respect your parents' curfews, because that can mess you up. Like, your parents have all your power in their hands, basically, so you definitely want to follow their curfew, because it may become later after a while that you just follow your parent curfew and let them, you know, trust you.
Mm-hmm. That's a it's great you would say that. I had received an email regarding a curfew. It said, "Dear Etiquette Lady, during the last show, in reference to curfews, exactly what are the curfew laws?" And this comes from Lynn Heidenbaum in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Well, Lynn, actually, I did a little research on that, on the curfew, and always sort of like the background and history of that. I think we're getting a little feedback on the line from someone. I'm not quite sure what that is. Hello, are you guys still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Avery, are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, we're getting some kind of outside interference, it sounds like. I'm not quite sure. Hopefully that will go away. But in reference to the curfew email, according to Juvenile Justice Reform Initiatives in the state, curfew ordinance were originally enacted in the 1890s to decrease crime among immigrant youth. Now, during World War II, curfews were perceived as an effective control for parents who were busy helping with the war effort. More recent interest in juvenile curfew ordinances came as a response to growing juvenile crime during the 70s. And, of course, curfew laws vary with respect to the locale, affected time frame, and sanctions. Most restrict minors to their homes or property between the hours of 11 p.m. and 6 a.m., with some jurisdictions allowing exceptions for weekend nights or summer months. Many curfew ordinances provide exemptions for youth who are going to or from a school, religious, or civic-sponsored event. And then it talks about youth employment. But what I'm going to suggest is that, since you're calling from Minnesota, you want to check the state for your exact curfew laws, because I know here, the Senate Public Safety Committee approved a bill, which was SB1, that sets curfew for teen drivers. And, of course, a lot of times when you're dating, you know, it's usually a teen driver.
Right.
And that bill would certainly require 16-year-olds to be off the road between 10 p.m. and 6, and 17-year-olds from midnight to 6 a.m. They would. And, of course, our governor here, Governor Roy Barnes at the time, he wanted to change it to 10 p.m. for both age groups. I'm not quite sure what happened with that, but certainly you want to check your state curfew laws. And I'm still getting that static. I'm not sure where that's coming from exactly. Are you, Avery, are you inside or are you outdoors? Or?
I'm inside.
Okay, I'm not quite sure where that feedback. Okay, it's gone now. Beautiful, beautiful. But Lynn, that is the information. It's kind of interesting, though, how the curfews actually originated. I thought that was pretty interesting. It goes all the way back to the 1890s, of course. But that was great information, Avery. What you said, your comment about if you do not keep your curfew, if you don't abide by your parents' curfew, then you may or may not even get a chance to go out again. So you do want to be respectful of that. That's very good. We talked about a little bit about blowing the horn. Let me say this, too. And Avery, you correct me if I'm wrong. Sometimes the female may go and pick up the male, okay, on the date, because the female may have the car and the male may not. So would you think the same would hold is true if the female goes to pick up the male? You think she should blow the horn? It's okay for her to do that?
No, I don't think so.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You really need to. So for you young ladies out there who think, well, I'm driving, so I don't need to go in, you should actually follow the same rule as well, to just make sure that you do go in. And and the same thing applies. Just, you know, confirm what time the two of you need to be back, and so on and so forth. And, Avery, say you've been out on a date, and the date is coming to an end. Well, before it even comes to it, how would you rate whether or not the date, as it's coming to an end, was a good date or not? Because generally you kind of know that.
To rate a good date, I would say that
the guy, you know, treats you right. Nothing went wrong. He opened doors for you, pulled chairs. Y'all had a lot of communication, getting to know each other. I believe that's really what makes a good date, getting to know each other, definitely. Because, I mean, you don't want to kind of just go to the movies and, you know, just watch a movie and didn't get chances, you know, communicate. So definitely be able to get to know somebody on the first date is definitely what makes a good date to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about after the date? What happens after the date is over?
Well, basically after the date, make sure you get home on curfew time, or maybe 15 minutes before curfew. Usually after the date, you don't want to blow up the guy's phone, the guy blow up your phone, usually. I mean, you may be excited about him and you think he's a good guy or something, but it's a big turn off when you're blowing up the guy's phone.
Now,
I'm not saying.
If I can interject something, I'm sorry, just for a minute, for those who may not know, because we have people of all ages listening, they may not know the term blowing up the phone. You don't mean literally like lighting a match.
True. Calling over and over.
Okay.
That's a good point.
So yes. People may think, okay, it was a bad date. I'm going to blow his phone up. So he doesn't call me back anymore. But, yeah, thanks for clarifying that. It's either to continue calling or either continue texting on a continuous basis.
I mean, yeah, I forgot about that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. Go right ahead. What?
I'm not saying don't call him. Mm-hmm. Don't continuously call him. Don't call him right after the date.
Mm-hmm.
This makes you kind of look desperate.
Mm-hmm.
Wait until the next day to call him.
Okay.
Not early in the morning, but sometime in the evening, maybe the next day, definitely.
Okay, so what she's saying for you all out there listening, if you're just joining the show, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show, and we are in part two of our teen dating etiquette. And our co-host on this evening is Avria Williams. She is a rising senior. And so listen to her advice, you guys out there. After the date, don't act desperate. And just keep calling and calling and texting and texting. Just kind of cool out and, you know, let it kind of go as it will. Let it flow, you know, however. But that sounds very good advice. What happens if a young man doesn't call you back at all? And he says, well, I'll call you, and he doesn't call you back.
Well, don't sweat it. I mean, if you call or text him for once and he doesn't call or text back, don't sweat it. Don't worry about it at all.
Mm-hmm. Because there are more fish in the sea, huh?
That's all right.
That's what the old folks used to say. Isn't that right, Denise?
That's right. Or that's next.
Right, exactly. And I think you might have an email. Is that correct, Denise?
Well, I do have an email. This one says, Dear Teen Etiquette guest host, why do you think some teens know what to do, but otherwise they do the opposite? Example, we taught our son to be very respectful and treat girls or, you know, others, actually anybody, with respect when it comes to cell phone etiquette. Periodically, my husband and I will check his cell phone. We were amazed a few weeks ago to find that a young lady had sent a picture of herself without clothes asking for sex. What would you say to teens or anyone, for that matter, who receives these types of text messages? A concerned parents, Barbara and Randy Patterson, Birmingham, Alabama.
Wow. What would you say to that, Avria?
I would say definitely tell your parents and definitely avoid it. After a while, I mean, definitely avoid it first. And if you still continue getting pictures or text messages saying things like that, you should definitely tell your parents. That's something you definitely should do and let them handle it.
Now, what if she thinks, and what was the mom's name that sent that?
Barbara.
Thank you, Barbara, for that email. It's great. But I agree with Avria. Certainly, you know, they need to let the parents know. And again, and we talked about this at the top of the show, that term is called sexting, which is either sending nude or semi-nude pictures to the young man or to the young lady, because it's, you know, it's equal. It's being
mm-hmm.
done by both male and female. And so parents, you do want to try to monitor that,
mm-hmm.
if you will. And I think, I do believe that one of the comments made last week was, you know, once you send that, it's totally out of your control, because then it gets forwarded to whomever and wherever, and then it could end up on, you know, on the internet and just all kinds of things like that. So teens out there listening, listen. That's something you don't want to get involved in doing.
Definitely, because they can mess you up.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly, and that's just really, really not good at all. And Denise, I didn't know if you were going to try to cover as many emails as...
And I do have another email. It says, "Dear Teen Etiquette guest host, I listened to your show last time and thought you were great. Well, I know that it was for teens, but I wanted to comment that you had some very good pointers for teens and wanted to commend you for speaking out to the teens today. I hope they heard many of the things you said and will practice them in the future. Beverly in Atlanta, Georgia."
Well,
thank you.
Very nice. And Avery, yes, you are doing a great job. You really are. And oftentimes we can do these shows, you know, as older hosts. And sometimes, especially if teenagers are listening to us, they go, "Oh, they just sound like my mom. You know, oh, man, they're old-fashioned." So
mm-hmm.
I want to let you all know that's why we have a teenager that's co-hosting with us today, because it's coming straight from a teenager. And for those of you that, you know, maybe think that teenagers do not have etiquette, that I beg to differ with you, for the simple fact that there are a lot of teenagers who do have good etiquette and behave appropriately and expect the same in return. So that is certainly great. Barbara, thank you for that great comment about Avery. That is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. I have an additional email, and it just says, "Etiquette Lady, you haven't talked about your books. Are they still available?" Claire Carrison. Claire, thank you. You're absolutely right, and I'm really going to get better with this. The book for children is called "What is Etiquette Anyway?" A book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. And also, "What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key Ingredients for Building Successful Working Relationships." And both of these books are available on our website, which is www.pagesetiquette.com. Once again, www.pagesetiquette.com. And yes, they are available, as well as other motivational and inspirational materials as well. So thank you so much for that reminder, because that's just acting as a reminder for me. But we certainly do have products available. And thank you so much for listening to this show. And, Abria, was there anything else that you would like? We've got probably a couple minutes left, or about a minute left, actually, that you would like to kind of close out with. Remind teenagers to do or not to do real quickly.
I know I've said this enough on the show, but definitely, definitely, the first day, you have to respect yourself and respect your date.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we talked about that, too, with young ladies. If you want to be treated like a young lady, it's very important that you act as one as well. So you have to certainly do your part as well. Well, I thank you all so much for listening again to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We've certainly had a wonderful time with you this evening. Thanks to you who emailed us, those who are listening for the first time, and, of course, our loyal listeners. And remember, if you have an etiquette question or an etiquette topic or anything you'd like to hear in the future, just let us know and contact us at info@pagesetiquette.com. Please be sure to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. And, of course, you know our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. And remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly, write them deep within your heart. And that comes from Proverbs 3:3. And as we remind you time after time, please be sure to initiate an act of kindness, okay? Thanks again for listening. Take care. Good night. God bless.